Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. I hope you guys are doing well out there. I hope you guys are feeling good. Happy Thursday. It is July 7th. We are in the beginning of a brand new month. Hope you guys are feeling really good out there. Hope you guys are happy, blessed, and if you are not, don't worry. We're going to talk about it today. Today, we are going to be talking about how to stop stressing and how to start living. I came across a really cool video that I actually shared on my community page that if you guys have the time, I definitely want you to watch because it will change the way you allow memories to seep into your mind, how you'll think about your life in a very different way. And we're going to dive into how we can allow our experiences to stress us out forever, even if it happened when we were young, trauma, all of that good stuff. So we're going to do a deep dive into that today. So before we get into it, we're going to go ahead and say our morning prayer, and then we are going to jump into the comments. So let's go. If you are not religious or spiritual, or you do not subscribe to as a follower of Christ, it is totally okay. I hope that it is okay that I pray for you anyway. Everybody's welcome here, by the way. But dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together again. Thank you for giving us another day of life. Please bring any wisdom, any lessons, anything that we need to learn into our days, the next few weeks. I feel like July is a very important month for us to reset and to refocus and to regain just all of the things that you have called us here to do. I want us to be as focused as possible on you and what you have us to do and for us to do the things that are pleasing in your sight. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the shout outs. If it's your first time watching, go ahead and let me know where you're watching from. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Sydney. How are you? And good morning, Dia. Good morning, morning motivators. I have some interesting things coming up. I'm super excited. Things are finally coming together. So when they're here, because I'm not going to announce it anymore, but when they're here, I cannot wait to share them with you guys, show them to you guys, and all of the above. That's going to be a good thing. Good morning. Good morning, Tanisha. Good morning from Orlando. Keviana? Good morning. If I ever pronounce your names wrong, please let me know down in the description box. Yes, I'm super excited. But today we're going to talk about how to stop stressing and how to start living. So I was watching the video. Again, I shared it on my community page for all of you guys to go watch. Please watch it in your off time. Hi, Melon and Honey. I want you guys to go watch this because it's really it's really opening. Like some of these things that we've already talked about, some of these things that you know, but I really think that this is a very crucial topic for us to hold on 1 second, you guys. Sorry. They're doing work on my house today. I had some stuff to do, but now I can't. So sorry, they have vendors coming to my house this week. So finishing up some things. But anyways, sorry about that. I want us to, let me just rewind and start all over. So I was watching this video and I shared it with you guys, and it was very, very interesting because I noticed this with myself. I noticed this with other people, people that I coach, some of our morning motivators that we talk about this often. But our experiences are based on what we tell ourselves, right? So good, bad, or indifferent. So say if She Amber and I got into a little, good morning, Edwan, if we got into a little, just say we got into a altercation, like say an argument, right? And I didn't care about it, or I cared about it and She Amber did not care. Maybe She Amber was just like, yeah, it was just a fight me and Brittany got into. It's not a big deal. I still love her, whatever. But me, on the other hand, I was like, you know, She Amber's always like this. You know, I can't trust her. Da-da-da. Like if I had that mentality, right? Sorry to use you as an example, She Amber, but. So we had two different experiences, but I held on to the emotion a lot stronger and in a different way, where She Amber was just kind of like, A, it happens. we're still cool, or I'll deal with her, I won't deal with her, whatever the case may be, right? We have had two different experiences. But the thing about the experience is I've cemented the negative experience into my subconscious, where she Amber is kind of like it happened, but she let it go and she continued to move on. When she Amber thinks of me, what most likely will happen is, Brittany's cool. Maybe I rock with her, maybe I don't. But, you know, I just know that if I say that to her, she'll probably go off, or I'll just leave her alone, or, you know, no bad blood. I don't really care either way. But me, when I think of her, it's, man, I can't trust her. I can't stand her. This is why I don't have any friends. This is why I don't make friends, because every time I try to trust people, they continuously hurt me, or they continuously be exactly how she Amber is. Do you see the difference in the two stories that the two individuals told themselves? The only person that's really going to be affected long term is me, because I've continuously cemented a story or a narrative that I've told myself about not just she Amber, but people in my life or past experiences. And the video was talking about how we often do this to ourselves, right? We'll often take one instance, either maybe somebody cheated on you, maybe, and I'm not talking about anything extreme. Again, anything extreme should definitely be worked out in therapy, whether it be abuse, anything like that should be definitely worked out in therapy, because that can seep in our subconscious and replay in different ways, like anxiety attacks and things like that. But just on the surface, when we say, you know, I can't trust women, or all men cheat, we have cemented these narratives in our mind and in our bodies. And so what the video was saying was, unless you subconsciously, like unless you choose, like, you know what, let me think of things in a different way, because we can always go to the worst case scenario. We can always try to find the bad in something, right? And say if you went through that cycle, say if you got cheated on, and men do this too. Men and women do this. I feel like women can kind of rebound with their emotions more. Men like will cement like their first heartbreak. At least that's from my experience. I'm generalizing. But when men get their heart broken for the first time, it's just like, that's the story that they stick with, the narrative, right? Sometimes, not all the time. But say you get cheated on, and you got cheated on in college, or maybe your senior year of high school. Let's just say that. And because that was so traumatizing for you at that moment, because your first heartbreak is always the scariest. The first heartbreak is always the one that hurts the most, in my personal opinion. And teach their own. Sometimes it's the one they're married to. It just really depends on you. But for me, my first heartbreak was the one that hurt the most. It's funny, interestingly enough, I've narrated that to be, nobody will ever hurt me the way that person hurt me, which is very interesting. Right. And that can be it. So you can say, you know, I will never feel this way about anybody else ever again. And so you start building these walls up. Right. So if anybody starts getting close to you, although you may like them, your body and your self-defense and your subconscious, because you've told yourself this story so many times and you recollect on that experience in a certain way, you will innately keep people away, build up walls, have this error, this attitude of, I don't trust, I don't deal. And to some extent, rightfully so, but this is a very dangerous space to be in, because it wouldn't go, we could talk about cheating, we could talk about friendships, we could talk about parents, whatever the case may be. Or say if you have positive experiences. So say if I meet somebody else, I'll just keep using the she Amber example. Me and she Amber we did not get into an altercation, by the way, just to clear the air so there's no rumors. But if me and she Amber ever got into a tiff, right? And I decided that, you know what, this is why I don't trust women, because I've seen this before. Every time I decide to let a woman in, this happens to me. This is what I'm telling myself, right? Every time I meet a woman, I'm going to be like this, my attitude, because he says, we implant a certain emotion that we hold on to and it becomes a mood. Have you ever walked into a room and seen people just like, really, that you could tell their guard is up? That's what I'm always like, just say hi to everybody, just so they can bring their guards down. That's what I do when I walk into a room full of women. I'm just like, hi, everybody. Hi. I bring this light energy, Because if they're already like this and I walk in looking at everybody, then the energy is going to clash and nobody's going to trust each other. So that's me trying to break the barriers and break the wall down. I do that consciously, actually, because I know most women, not most women, I can't say that. I know sometimes when you walk into a room with women, especially if you are a woman, the energy can be off because they don't know if they can trust you or not for their own, you know, reasons. But they've cemented that for themselves, right? So he says, we implant certain emotions that we hold on to and it becomes a mood. And then he says a mood, if you hold on for it for too long, so say it's 6 months to 2 years after this incident with Shyamber, right? I still don't trust women. I'm like, I don't trust women. That's why I'm not friends with women. I don't. And now I don't have any female friends because I've created this narrative years ago off of one incident that now I don't trust. Excuse me. I'll keep shaking the table. Now I don't trust women. Right. And so it becomes a temperament. So what happened in that mood? An incident becomes a mood because I've cemented that thing, that thought, that feeling. That became now my temperament. The same thing can happen with money. If you ever have a traumatic, a lot of people have been in survival mode when it comes to money, right? Either they never have it. It's always leaving them. They don't know how to make it because maybe there was that one time in their life where they tried really hard for something and it didn't give them the results that they wanted. So they told themselves, I'm always going to be like this. It's never enough. I'm not enough. I can never make, or I'm not worth what I believe. I'm not worth what they're going to pay me. So I'm just going to take this. I'm just going to take this. And when we cement those narratives, that's exactly what happens to us. Those, like I said, the mood becomes a temperament and the temperament becomes who you are, but it's something that we control. And this temperament ingrains an experience into your subconscious mind and repeats the trauma of the bad experience. So you know how people have like panic attacks? And this is what the guy was saying. That's why I want you guys to go watch the video. It was really good. But he was saying that once you've already cemented an idea in your mind, whether it be about the women, whether it be about money, like, dang, I'm never going to have the amount of money that I want. I'm never going to have the love I want. I'm never going to have the friendships that I want. Your body cements that emotion. So if every time you think about it, so every time I would think about female friends, right, my brain goes back to the incident with Shyamber, the fake incident. It will go back to the incident with her. Man, I don't trust women. And my body will send off chemicals and sparks as if it just happened today, every time I think about it. And what happens is, say if I met somebody else, say if I met Apple Dumpling. Hey, Apple Dumpling girl. Say if I met Apple Dumpling in person and she's like the nicest person in the world. In my brain, I can be like, well, maybe she's not bad, right? And I start stepping out of the zone that I've already created for myself. What my body is going to do, because remember we talked about this, how your body is always going to try to keep you safe. Your body's always going to try to keep you comfortable. My body is going to say, no, you're wrong, because we don't trust women. So even if I wanted to establish that relationship, right? Even if I wanted to, my brain is going to now pinpoint to continue the narrative because that's where I feel safe, even if it's trauma, even if it's painful. A lot of us can be addicted to trauma. I'll just say a lot of people can be addicted to trauma. And I feel like that's the people that, you know, have you ever met somebody, they're just never happy or nothing good ever happens to them? And although we think that the world is happening to us, we're drawing that energy in because of what we're telling ourselves. You know, if you tell yourself nothing good ever happens to me, you're only going to attract that type of energy because your mind is always going to look for that energy. It's never going to look for the good. It's always going to look for the bad. I'm going to continue the narrative that I don't trust women. Women always, you know, are jacked up to me, and I'm not even going to give Apple Dumpling the opportunity to show me anything because my body is so used to the trauma and so used to the pain. It's going to continue the narrative until I consciously break those cycles and break those neurotransmissions in our brain. So this is how you create the life that you have. And again, there are certain things that are outside of our control. We're only talking about what we can control. And this is very imperative because this forms our life. That's why I said, I understand that we're going after our goals and we're going after these things. And we need those roadmaps to guide us, right? We need those goals and everything that we have in front of us to guide us and keep us going. It's like, what does the Bible say? A man without vision shall perish. We have to have vision for our lives. We have to have something to strive for. It's human nature. We're never going to be satisfied. Even if we get a Bentley, we ain't going to be satisfied. We're going to want something else. You know what I mean? So that's just a part of our human nature. However, what we don't want to do is cement all of these negative experiences and then look back at your life and your life like, oh, how was your life? And you're like, eh, even if good things have happened to you, because we've only focused on the negative, because we've only focused on what wasn't right, what we don't have, what isn't good, who hurt us. That's what's going to be cemented in our minds. That's what's going to be our life story. I know people personally, and again, nobody here, because I don't want anybody thinking that I'm telling their business. No, nobody, no morning motivators. I know people personally that have really, could have really, really good lives, really good lives, but they choose to sit in this mental narrative of how bad their lives are. And sometimes it is chemical. Like, I don't think that, I feel like if you ever find yourself in a hole that you can't get out of, please go to therapy and maybe medication will work for you. And I'm not saying that to be rude or whatever. I just see people who have done it, taking medication, and their life is totally different because it can be a chemical imbalance. You guys, our food is horrible. KK, it's the video I shared on my community page. So after Morning Motivation, you guys go watch the video. It's called How to Brainwash Yourself for Success and Destroy Negative Thoughts. Really, really good video. But we can really create these narratives in our lives where we look back and be like, dang, my life sucked. But we don't want to do that. That's why it could be hard for some, but it's very important to find the good in most scenarios and not hold on to trauma, not hold on to baggage, not hold on to grudges, because it doesn't do anything but hurt you in the long run. So I understand that somebody could hurt you. I understand somebody could disappoint you. I understand that things are going to happen in your life that you're going to think are unfair, that you're going to think that shouldn't have happened to you. But I always tell everybody, and this is nobody is going to have a stress-free life. You can talk to anybody and you can go trauma for trauma. You can be like, well, this happened to me. Well, this happened to me. This happened to me. Well, this happened to me. Like, people like to play the trauma game a lot, right? People like to play who hurt who more, or, you know, who got hurt the worst. And I want to tell you that does nothing for you, because you can go tit for tat with somebody with their trauma. Well, you weren't cheated on. Well, you weren't, you know, taken advantage of. We can do all of the trauma stuff. But if we don't unpack that, put that in something, deal with it, go to therapy, and hopefully not, I'm not telling you that what you went through does not matter. That's not what I'm telling you. But if we hold on to that baggage, if we hold on to that luggage, if we hold on to the pain, all we have are all these responses in our body that when we try to go left or we try to go right, it's going to keep us stuck in that negative feeling and emotion, even when we don't want it. It's very subconscious because your body is going to react to what it's used to having. So that's why you find some people and you're like, okay, so let me just say this. And I say this with a grain of salt. So please, nobody take this. Let me switch up the example because I don't want to offend anybody. You know, somebody's always broke, don't never have no money, always broke. It's something that they're doing. It's their habits. It's their subconscious way that they're going about life. It's the way that they're handling money. It's the way that they see money. It's all in our thoughts. I was going to say somebody that has like bad, or I'll just say this. Have you ever met somebody who has never been in a good relationship? Every relationship they get in is this person did this. It's never them. And it's always because they're choosing these people. This person is choosing these habits and having and doing certain things, right? Or somebody can never pass a test. Man, they're always switching up the test. They're always doing, it's always everybody else's fault, which could be true. However, we create these narratives in our world. I can never get a job. We're creating these narratives in our world, and your body is going to react to whatever you believe the most. Whatever you believe the most. So if you believe that nothing good will ever happen to you, it won't. There's an exercise, and you can do this for yourself to just show you how true this is. There's an exercise that Tony Robbins does with all his people. He's a motivational speaker for the y'all don't know who the great Tony Robbins is. And he'll tell you to close your eyes. And when you open them, find every red thing in your room, right? Or find every red thing in whatever atmosphere you're in, right? I don't really see any red. I see red on my screen, right? Then I'll tell you to close your eyes again and look for everything blue, right? So I look, okay, blue couch, blue chair, blue that, blue that. And then he'll say, where's the yellow? And most people will be like, well, I don't know where yellow is. I wasn't looking for the yellow. And that's how it is when we focus in on our trauma, when we focus in into the negative, when we cement those negative feelings, thoughts, mentalities into our body, we're only going to see what we want to see, even if it's great. Have you ever been around somebody that was just always negative? Just negative Nancy, no matter what you said, man, it's a pretty day. It's all right. It's hot though. Oh my gosh, that baby's so cute. Mm. Like they have been around somebody where they're never positive. It's always negative. That energy, one, is draining. I'll say that. But those people are addicted to that emotion, that trauma. Have you ever done something for somebody out the kindness of your heart, and then they manipulated and said, oh, that was fake. That wasn't real. You didn't do that for me. You did that for you. Or you don't really care. You don't really care about me. It's the narrative that they're telling themselves and that they cemented. And that's why it's very, very, very important that we program our minds to stop stressing, to unpack that baggage and let those negative emotions go so we can harbor and collect positive ones. Because if we don't hurry up and collect positive emotions and positive experiences, we're going to look back at our lives and our lives are going to suck. We can't be those people. I refuse to be one of those people. And I've been in pockets like that in my life. You know, where I've played the blame game. I've played the victim. Nobody here is a victim. Some of y'all are survivors, but no one is a victim. Because with victims don't have power. Survivors have power. Everybody here has survived something. Right? Small, medium, large, horrific, doesn't matter. Everybody survived something. You are a survivor. You are not a victim. So survivors have power. So we have to get out of these ruts and these negative emotions. And it's going to be uncomfortable. That's one thing that the video was saying is when you try to do something different, when you try to set your mind and set your sights on, all right, I don't want to be negative anymore. I don't want to blame anybody anymore. I want to have a different life. I want to connect with people. I want to have more friends. Every time you try, especially in the beginning, it's going to be uncomfortable. For some people, it's going to be gut-wrenchingly uncomfortable. But if, unless you get used to that, because the only way that you can get comfortable in the uncomfortable is by continually to be uncomfortable. But if you just want to be comfortable, you're going to stay right where you are. And the life that you're going to look back on is not going to be a good one. It's just like you ever got into an argument with your significant other, or remember when you were a child? I don't know about y'all, but when I was a kid, when I got mad, I was like, I'm going to be mad forever. I was like in the backseat, like plotting, like, I'm going to be mad at my mom forever. or I would be like, I'm going to cry forever. I remember thinking that as a kid, as a baby, as a child. I'm going to be mad at her forever. I'm never going to be never talking to my mom again. Never. I'm not going to stop crying. I'm just going to keep making noise. That's how some of us are as adults. I'm never talking to that person again. I'm never, 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 never. And some people, rightfully so. You have to be the discernment or discerner in if it's warranted or not, right? But it's not the action, it's what we hold on to. Because if we don't let it go for ourselves, that narrative and those emotions are going to stay in our bodies. That's why they say forgive. It ain't for the other person. You don't have to broadcast that you forgave them. You don't have to write them a letter, call them up, tell them, especially if they don't deserve it. You don't got to tell them that you forgave them. You have to forgive them for yourself so you can take that energy up off of you so you can move accordingly. So the best way of me and if that hypothetical altercation with Shiamber went down, right? Even if I did not want to deal with her anymore, what would be best for me is to be like, you know what? I don't like what she did. I don't like how we had our conversation. Maybe I call her because I don't believe in cutting off. Hey, Shiamber, you know what? This really bothered me. We talk it out and we either are going to agree to move forward or we're going to agree that, you know, no hard feelings. We just go, you know, I wish you the best. And I feel like that's the mature thing to do. Sometimes, depending on the situation, you may not be there. But the forgiveness allows it to come up off of you. So you're not carrying around. Remember that tote and that trunk I always talk about. You're not carrying this baggage of stories and narratives for yourself that is going to continue on for the rest of your life or continue on for the next 6 months, 7 months, years. That's why I tell women, when you're hurt or heartbroken, move on immediately. And not to say that you have to hurry up and be with other people or anything like that, but the longer you hold on and harbor those emotions, that pain of him hurting you, or, you know, it can cause other things to happen to where somebody great may walk into your life. And because you're still harboring these emotions and this pain, I see it all the time on TikTok. Man, I don't care if you like me, leave me alone. What if the man of your dreams were to watch that and he's going to be like, all right, I'm going to leave you alone. Because that's not what you really want. And that's the thing that we have to stop lying to ourselves. We have to be very honest. And that's why I tell we have to be our own best friends and be very honest with ourselves. Because it's easy to lie to yourself. It's easy to lie and say, man, I don't want nobody. You don't want nobody for the rest of your life. Nobody. You 20 something and you don't want to be with nobody ever. You know, if this don't work out, I'm done. Why? Why put yourself in prison like that? Why do we do that to ourselves? We punish ourselves because stuff doesn't work out. If you think about it like that, it makes no sense. Okay, you might need a break. You might take a little break, or you might need to heal, reevaluate some things. Take a vacation, take a break from dating. But to be like, I'm done forever, and you're in your 20s, do you know how long you got to live? So you're gonna be alone for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, and it, but even though that energy, how long are you going to keep it in you? How long are you going to keep that around? Oh, I'm never going to have no money. I'm never going to, my dreams ain't never going to come true. Never, never. You're in your 20s, you're in your 30s, you're in your 40s. Never. Never, it's never, they're never going to come true. Of course they won't if that's what you believe. Of course you'll never have the love of your life if that's what you believe. You're going to get exactly what you believe, especially if it's negative. Especially if it's negative. So we have to definitely reshape, reprogram our minds. I definitely want you guys to watch the video because he breaks it down way more scientifically. But we can't be addicted to the trauma. We can't allow ourselves to be addicted to these narratives and these emotions and the chaos, because it will never go away unless we choose it. And a lot of us like, I'm not, you know, what? Look at your life, do an audit, do a life audit. Look at your past experiences. Look at the stories and the narratives you tell yourself. We talked about friendships on here. Have y'all, I don't even want no friends. You don't want friends? Like, you don't want, we lie to ourselves and tell ourselves what we don't want because it sounds good, because it's less work. Remember some of y'all said y'all don't want to get out y'all comfort zones. It's easy to stay in your comfort zone. But the more you tiptoe out of it, the more you create the life outside of the narratives, the better your life becomes. So we could do two things, right? Because can't nobody do this for you but you. A lot of the work that we talk about on Morning Motivation is self-work. That's why it's not always motivating, because truth can be painful, right? So sometimes we're like, dang, Brittany, that really wasn't motivating, but it was honest. Because self-work, we've painted, you know, therapy and self-love and self-work like a rainbow and sunshines. It's hard. It's not pretty. It's not fun to look at yourself and be like, oh, I got some things to work on, or oh, that's how I really feel, or I do keep that trauma in me. I haven't let that go. I haven't forgiven that person. I do have those feelings from the sixth grade that I haven't resolved yet. That's not fun. It's not pretty. It's not exciting. It's hard work, you know, but it's necessary for us to live our lives to full so we can be motivated, so we can be inspiring, so we can be out here. And everybody ain't ready, but the longer you prolong it, the longer you let it sit and resonate, because you can be like, I ain't doing that right now. That's okay. But it's not going anywhere until you deal with it. The trauma, the pain, the narratives, the stories, the nobody cares, the all of the things that we tell ourselves that don't help us at all. The longer we do that, the more just perpetuate us. You can go, honey. It just perpetuates the narratives. Look, Ashley said, looking in that mirror is hard. Sydney says it ain't pretty, but it's necessary. Okay, have a good day, love. Love you. Okay, thank you. Sydney says, yes, ma'am, great points are being, but it's true. I've had to do that for myself, y'all. So we're going to define ourselves with the vision we have for our future selves, right? That's why I like to do that exercise of think of yourself as 85 or whatever other age that you deem is worthy enough to be at in your mind, and go there mentally. And a lot of times when we visualize, our bodies and our brains don't know the difference between a vision and reality. That's why we have to let that stuff go, because if we keep replaying it, your body doesn't know. That happened 7 years ago. That happened 10 years ago. That's why therapy and healing, especially if it was traumatic trauma, that's why therapy is super important, because you never want to, your body doesn't know the difference between yesterday and today. That's why they tell us don't watch a lot of murder stuff online. You know, that's why you got to be careful what you consume. That's why in the 555 transformation, in the group coaching, we talk about what we consume, because if all you consume is murder mysteries, if all you consume is, you know, death and gore and all, your body sometimes doesn't know what's real versus what's fake. That's why I don't like watching certain things online, because your subconscious mind does not know if it's in your face or if it's on the screen. It doesn't know, oh, that's fiction. It just seeps in. But I digress. But we have to do those things for ourselves. We have to do the work. We have to get the help from therapists. And if some of us may need medication, and there's nothing wrong with that, because sometimes you can't do it by yourself. Our food is horrible here in America. Half the time we don't have good lifestyles. We don't exercise. We don't bring in the nutrients. We don't take our vitamins, right? So we don't bring in the things that our body needs to function on a high level. And then sometimes we're born with imbalances, which is not a bad thing. We just have to get help with it. You know, medication is not a bad thing. So as long as it works for you and you work with a licensed psychiatrist to make sure that things are copacetic, then you should be, you know, everything is okay. It's not a bad thing. So don't feel like, oh, I have to lean on the, no, it's okay. But also let's eat healthier. Let's exercise. Let's do the things that are going to help us get those positive energies. Let's do some meditation. Let's go to therapy, do the reprogramming, hire a life coach. Hello, I'm available. The link is down below. And what I do during my life coaching is help you think about things in a different way. Switch your mindset. Because a lot of it is switching our mindsets. But if we continue to hold these narratives in our mind and allow them to seep in our subconscious, they're just going to continue, perpetuate, and we're not ever going to get the outcome we truly want. So I really want everybody, like people in general, we no longer can lie to ourselves. If you want some more friends, it's okay to say, I want friends and I'm going to work on that. If you want a significant other, a man or a woman, I want a relationship and I'm going to work towards it. I'm going to make myself a better person so that I can attract the person that I want. And then I'm going to work on the things that I do wrong in relationships, because relationships are two-way streets. And so what you initially will do is attract someone with the same mindset. Because you only attract what you're vibrating on. If you're low vibrational and you have all that trauma and nothing's your fault and you're going to attract people down here. But if you elevate, start working on yourself, you raise your vibration and you're going to meet somebody on your wavelength. And once I saw this online and I thought this was so good. You don't attract people, you attract energy. Hallelujah, somebody in the back. You don't attract people, you attract energy. When you start working on yourselves, and y'all tell me in the comments if this ever happened to you, when you start working on yourself, when you start going to therapy, when you start changing your mindset, you can easily, when you meet somebody, tell if they have not. There is nothing more unattractive, ladies and gentlemen, than a person who's been doing work on themselves via a person versus a person that hasn't. When you start doing the work, going to therapy, you done started getting your life together. You done started maybe budgeting, saving more. You started getting into the gym and eating healthy. You started really working on yourself, reading more and elevating. And then you meet people and they got that energy. You be like, oh, I'm staying away from them. Y'all, it's real. So you might be, even though you might be cute, you might have a good job. You might have made making some money. Healed people can see unhealed people a mile away. And it's not, I don't care what you look like, it's not attractive. So work on yourself so you can also attract somebody that's working on themselves. Thank you for the super chat, Percy. I really appreciate that. Percy says, good morning, Brittany. You mentioned subconscious mind. I read about that. I think I read it controls our behavior. Absolutely. Whatever you believe in your subconscious. So there you have a conscious mind, which what we're doing now, right? This is our conscious mind. What we see, think, and feel, me holding this bottle of water, me picking that up, that's my conscious. The subconscious is the dream state that you go into. Your subconscious is what controls your behavior. Your subconscious is the thing that where your trauma lies, where your triggers come from. Something happens to you and you're triggered. Your subconscious mind will speak for you sometimes before your conscious mind. You ever been just sitting somewhere and someone's like, what's wrong with you? Is everything okay? And you're like, what? I'm not doing nothing. Your energy sits in your subconscious mind as well. So yes, that is true. Cindy says, we can no longer lie to yourselves. If you want something, be honest about it. Be like, hey, this is what I want. But also, what work do I need to do in order to maintain it and get it, or get it and then maintain it? Because we could want something, but if we're not vibrating on that energy wavelength or that energy level, it's not going to happen for us. If you walk around, all men ain't nothing, man. All of these men are this, or all these women are this way. You're not going to attract the ones that love you. That's like bug repellent to somebody that's healed. That is the most unattractive energy to somebody who's worked on themselves. Think about this, right? Say if you had a weight goal, either to gain weight or to lose weight, and you were in the gym busting your butt Monday through Friday, on it, and you got to your ideal weight, or you got around it, or you saw the pounds start shrinking off because you put in all this work, you ate healthy, you started meal prepping, you invested in a trainer, you put in all this work, and then you got down to your ideal weight, right? Or around it. Are you going to just date any old body after that? Are you going to just date a slob that doesn't take care of themselves? No, you're not. If you busted your butt to get a job where now you are thriving in your finances and you worked hard, you done worked on your credit, got your credit up, you done got all this money saved, you got these investments, and you're no longer broke anymore, are you going to want to deal with somebody with bad money habits? No, right? Because you've put in the work for yourself, so your standards for yourself have now elevated. And now you're on a different wavelength. So the people with bad money habits, you're going to see that and be like, I can't even rock with that. The person that didn't put that work in the gym and really, I can't work with that. Nope, because I know how much work I did for myself. So I can't be with somebody that's not, that's how it happens. So when you elevate, you also are going to attract and meet and elevate with other people. So you're going to be vibrating on a different wavelength. And it doesn't have to be those two examples, but it's with anything. You go to therapy, say you had something traumatic happen to you, or you had a lot of baggage going on, and you spent a year, 2 years, 3 years working on all of your ish, right? You've healed. You're a better person. You got hobbies now. You have money in the bank. You've done all these things for yourself. Are you going to deal with somebody that has trauma, that has all of these negative emotions? And no. Because you've done the work for yourself. You're vibrating on a higher plane. So you're going to be like, you might feel for them and be like, hey, you should go to therapy. It worked for me. But are you going to attach yourself to that person romantically or with a friendship? No, that's why I say birds of a feather flock together. Because either you're okay with what's going on, or you're on the same wavelength as them. That's why people, you know, you can change in friendships. You know, some people like, you know, that was my friend, but we don't even rock the same no more. We don't have the same interests. I'm elevating. I'm on a different page, and they still want to do the same old things. There's nothing wrong with that. But you're now elevating. It doesn't make you better. I'm not saying that anybody's better than anybody because of what they're doing. What I'm saying is your interests are different. Your wavelength is different. You are going to be vibrating on a higher frequency. And they're going to be still doing the same things, and you're not on that frequency anymore. So if you keep wondering, why can't I attract the person I want? What does the person that you want do? Is the person that you want healed? Is the person that you want financially stable? Is the person that you want takes care of themselves? They go to the gym, they look good, smell good, wear nice clothes. If the answer is yes to all of those and you're not doing it, you're never going to meet them, because you're going to go keep passing each other just like this. Even if you saw them, they might not be attracted to you because your vibration, your energy is giving off, I don't do the same things. That's why most times when you see couples, you rarely see a fitness woman or fitness man with a person that's out of shape. Normally you see fitness couples because they're on the same wavelength. They're both working towards those body goals most of the time. You know what I mean? So you're going to attract, and this is with jobs, this is with money. This is with, you have to get on the same page and same frequency with what you want. And it's okay to be like, hey, I'm not there yet. There's nothing wrong with that, because it's the acknowledgement, and then you put in the work. And the thing is, it's not popcorn. It ain't going to happen overnight. You ain't going to go to the gym 1 week and be done. Nope. You ain't going to work on your money 1 week and be done. Nope. It takes time. We're playing the long game. Remember, our goals are long. We're playing the long game. So we got to make sure that we are putting in the work, that we're attaching from these subconscious and conscious thoughts, And we have to create the life. We have to stop stressing and start living and creating the lives that we truly want. But it comes with choice, and it's going to be uncomfortable. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be fun. It's going to be hard work. But you're going to thank yourself so much that you did it now. Remember the older self exercise. Your older self is going to be so happy you did it in 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025. So in 2050 something, your life is total, like, and it may not even take that long. It might be 2030. Your life can be completely different because you put in the work every single day. You've done something small, whether it's drinking the water instead of picking up the soda. I went for a walk instead of, you know, sitting on the couch and watching Netflix. I read that book instead of scrolling on TikTok for hours at a time. Because if we keep doing the same things, we're going to keep, our lives ain't going to change. If you do the same things for the rest of your life, if they're not healthy, your life isn't going to get better. It's going to continue to be whatever it is right now. And it might be great right now. That's great. But eventually you plateau. So we have to continue to elevate and continue to do things that better ourselves, because we have to strive. We're people that strive. There is no euphoria. You don't get to a place and you're like, oh, I'm straight. I don't got to do no more work. I am done. It don't work like that. All right. So I'm going to go ahead to the comments, load up the comments. Sydney said, so you're gonna Beyonce us and tell us you have to have your coins ready. I forgot what I said, but yeah. I said it right this second time. Thank you. Let's see. Amber says, I had a friend just like this. We were getting close. We talked about life, etc. But she continued to tell me I can't be friends with females because of all my life I've been bad. They have been bad and I ignored it. I tried to help her and then it ended very bad. Absolutely. You can try to help people, but people are going to stick with the narratives that they want to believe. No matter what you say, sometimes when they have made up the narrative that that's what they believe, you can't help them. That's why I told my morning motivators, y'all got to do something different. And y'all are going to start seeing people who continue those narratives. And you're going to be like, ooh, you got some work to do. Sydney says, I've noticed that too. Some women are able to keep trying in relationships. Meanwhile, some men are never able to let go of the heartbreak. And the heartbreak alters the way they treat all women in their lives. I've seen that too. Good morning. Amber says she's hurting herself by not letting females and grow into true friendships. We are actually coworkers, and she turned and told the boss lies. That's right. There, I knew I was done with coworkers. Yeah, that's why I told y'all, until you know them, like it's been a year, 2 years, them ain't your friends. They are not your friends. And so now I do have coworkers who have become my friends, but that was after time. Sydney says, yes, great points. I already read that. Thank you. Let's see. I read those. Hold on. I see y'all. Thank you, Miss Yolanda. I appreciate that. Reading through your comments. Sydney says, we can no longer lie to ourselves. No, you can't. Because it's easy to lie to yourself. It's easy to be like, I don't want no man. I don't want, man, F the gym. I ain't got to. Like that one TikTok where it's like, serve up them rolls on a biscuit. Yes, if that's what you want. If you want your body to look like that, then do you, sis. But if you really do want to lose weight, you really do want to get in shape, if you really do want to gain weight, like I'm making this up, the conscious effort to gain weight. If you want to do that for yourself, it's okay to be like, no, I don't like this. Y'all might be okay with y'all. I want to do something different. Y'all might be okay being broke. I want to be something different. Y'all might be okay with living in the projects. I want to move up out of here. Y'all might be okay with this family dynamic. I want my family dynamic to be different. You might be okay with how you live. I don't want to live like that. It's okay to tell yourself the truth. You have to tell yourself the truth, because if you don't tell yourself the truth, you're just going to create the life that you truly don't want. You know, all those people on TikTok talking about, I don't want this and I don't, leave me alone. You really want a man. And it's okay to say that, to say, no, I haven't, you know, I really want a healthy, loving, caring relationship. I deserve that. But how are you going to get that if you start talking about TikTok, leave me alone. If you like me, don't talk to me. That's not what you want, because if that's what you wanted, you wouldn't have made that video. Just saying. Just saying. KK says, I want a relationship with a woman that I fell in love with who told me she's not ready and can't be in a relationship. Okay, look. If somebody don't want you, you gotta keep moving. There's other fish in the sea. We are only responsible and in charge of ourselves. We cannot make people change for us. We can't make people want what they want. But if somebody says that they're not ready and they don't want to be in a relationship with you, okay, well, it was so nice meeting you. I care about you so much, but I got to move on because I need to find the person that wants me too. It should not be a cat and mouse game where it's games being played where, okay, I go over here and be with somebody and then here she go calling me. No, you said you didn't want me. Now I need to move on. Is she going to feel a way about it? Yep. That's not your business. You've already approached this woman and said, hey, I want to be with you. She says, hey, I'm not ready. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Cool. You stay here and not be ready or deal with whatever you got to deal with. And I'm going to move on and find somebody who also wants me. Y'all, stop being tied to these one people. I understand that, you know, everybody wants their one. And it's hard when you really like somebody. But that's why we cannot like people more than they like us. That's why we got to ask a lot of questions while we're dating. That's why we can't get ahead of ourselves. We can't get ahead of ourselves. That's just like when we do that, and there's nothing wrong, KK, I've been there before. But when we overly like somebody before they've even given us enough, that's just like going to the grocery store, filling up your cart full of groceries, getting to the checkout line and not having enough money to check out. We got to only put in our carts. You putting that in your cart too? Okay. Let's see. Okay, I only got this much money in my bank account. I can't go over. We can't overindulge in people who have not expressed that they've wanted to be with us also. And if they don't, that's fine. Move on. Continue next. Because if you continue to work on yourself and you're doing well for yourself, you're going to attract somebody who you're exactly what they've been looking for. So you got to leave people that don't want you. Leave. All right. You sure? This train is moving. You sure? All right, I'm out. All right. Now, don't be calling me when I'm on my date with my new boo. Don't call me when I'm on my date with my new boo, because that's how it happens. You missed the train, homie. And there's nothing wrong with that. She's going to miss the train. Let her miss the train. She okay? It's okay. Everybody ain't for you. Keep it pushing. Keep it pushing. Thank you. Cindy says, I found that trash talking folks who are open with that, what they want to have or have things you want, make it hard to stop lying and admit what you want because you don't want to seem hypocritical. Wait, okay, I have to read that again, Cindy. I found that trash talking folks who are open with what they want or have things you want makes it hard to stop lying and admit what you want because you don't want to seem hypocritical. Whether you're hypocritical or not, we just got to stop lying to ourselves, because we're only hurting ourselves when we lie to ourselves. So if you told 50,000 people, I don't want no man, it doesn't matter. What do you really want? If you want a man, say, I want a man. I want a healthy, loving relationship. I want a man. Because when we talk about what we want and we get specific, that's how we get closer to what we want. If we continue to talk about and lie to ourselves and be like, I don't want that. I don't want that. We're never going to have what we truly want. Then we're going to wonder why we're miserable. Thank you. It's so easy to lie to ourselves. Why do you think that is? Where do you think it comes from? Trauma or scare? It comes from a lack mindset. It could come from trauma. It could come from
experience is not working out the way that we want to. And it's easy. It's easier to lie to yourself and tell yourself what you don't want. Like, I don't want no man. All men cheat. All men are liars. That's easy because then you don't have to put no work in. I'm cool with how I look. I'm cool with all this weight. I'm cool with being a stick thin. No, I'm not. I'm not cool with that. So I'm going to do something about it. Because if we lie to ourselves, we don't have to do no work. Then it's everybody else's fault. And we can just sit back and be like, that's why I don't got no man, because all y'all trash. Boot. That's what happens. People lie to themselves so they don't have to work on themselves. Because working on yourself is hard. Looking yourself in the mirror and saying, you know what? I really don't like how I look in this. So what are we going to do about it? Now the work starts. You know what? I've had trash relationships in my past and I don't like it. So what am I going to do about it? That personal accountability hurts, especially when we have to say that we're the ones to blame for why our lives are the way they are. That is a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people. So it's easier to blame because you don't have to do nothing about it. Then you can just opt. That's why I don't date, because all men are trash, whatever. See? Instead of you looking at, wow, there's a lot of men out here who are loving women extraordinarily, and I cannot wait to have one. That's harder. Because then you got to date. Then you got to, you know, work on yourselves. Then you got to put the work in. And a lot, it's easier for people to blame and not put the work in. Believe me. Fear is often feeds the automatic trauma response. Absolutely. Brandy says, I think it could be a bit of both. I agree. Percy says, I read in a book that by the time we are 10 years old, we have already programmed according to our environment and our upbringing. That's true. But as adults, we can change those narratives. So just because you've been programmed at 10, you can always switch things up. I was programmed at 10 and then reprogrammed right after that, living with my dad. So everybody can be everybody can change. Nobody is cemented in who they are. We make choices. Ashley said it's also from personal experiences. Sydney says, I think it's because it's easier to lie to ourselves, staying within our unhealthy systems or systems that aren't what we want is easier. It takes work to get what we want, trauma and fear too. Yep, love that. All right, we got a couple more minutes. Let me hurry up. Sydney also says, you also have to put yourself out there and step out of your comfort zone to get what you want. And that can be scary. Fear of failure is real too. I'd rather be scared of fear and go after it than be scared of fear and never get what I want. Ashley says to Sydney, fear of failure is extremely real. I feel that that's what holds me back a lot. That holds a lot of people back, y'all. That holds a lot of people back. But would you rather be 80 years old and be like, dang, I'm so happy I conquered my fear and went after what I wanted and created the life that I have now? Or would you be 80 years old and be like, dang, why didn't I just do that? Dang, I was so scared. I never accomplished any of my goals. What kind of life do you want to have when you're old? That's why we say, y'all better try that exercise. It works. It works. Okay, you don't have to go to 85, go to 45. Go to 50, go to 35, whatever age you are, shoot yourself in the future. Go to yourself mentally in the future. What would you be proud of that you did in your past to create the life that you have at that older age? Because if you let fear hold you back now, you ain't never going to get there. And nine times out of 10, that worst case scenario is not going to happen to you. Percy says, you missed the train, homie. No, absolutely. You missed the train. Y'all better go. Keep going. Ashley says, I think I'm protecting myself by lying to myself, but I'm honestly hurting in my own self. And that's a difficult truth to deal with, but at least you're dealing with it. Then you can say, okay, I've been lying to myself. Now what I'm going to do? If y'all need some coaching, I got y'all. If you need some coaching, I got you. I can help you through all of that. Okay. Lala says, I remember when I continuously asked my ex if he wanted to continue our relationship, and he always reassured me that he did want to be with me. During our last conversation, I asked him again and he said no. And sometimes This is the thing though with people. Sometimes they don't want to hurt you, which is not still not okay. Oh, hold on. She said something else. After he said that I never text him back and I went on with my life. Sometimes people don't want to hurt you. So I feel like we have to start asking ourselves, do we want to be in this relationship? And for those of you who have to go to work, bye-bye. I'm going to continue with the comments for those who can stay. Have a great day at work. But I want us to stop always banking on people. Like if the relationship wasn't good, if we're not being treated right, we need to ask ourselves, do I want to be in this relationship? Is this person giving me what I need? Because sometimes we put our energy too much in the other person. You know, for you to ask him over and over again, did he want to be in the relationship with you? Lala, I feel like he was already acting like he didn't, you know, because you wouldn't ask anybody that question if they weren't showing you signs that, you know, that they weren't doing it. So we got to start asking ourselves, is this feeding me? Do I like this? Do I like to be treated like this? Is this how I want a relationship? Because if the answer is no, hey, sweetheart, you know, you haven't been treating me good. You say you want this relationship, but I don't feel it. Because what happens is if we wait till the other person says no, we just take abuse. And it may not be physical abuse, but anytime you're in a relationship and you're being treated in a toxic way, that's still abuse. So I'm glad you got up out of there. I'm glad you was like, I'm out. But next time for anybody, we can't wait for other people to do that. Bye, Ashley. Have a great day. We have to do that for ourselves. Amber says, I agree with all of y'all for sure. Anyone dealing with that, I wish you the best. And I know you can do it. Work for what you want, not for something you don't want to work for. All right, y'all, I have to go. I love you guys so much. Have a good and blessed day. Love y'all. Sorry, y'all. Contractors are here. Bye.